This is Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas Times has been a staple in this state for nearly 40 years. It began with a few hundred dollars and not much more. In the 39 years since, it has been a glossy monthly, then a free newsprint weekly, then a free newsprint weekly with a substantial web presence. The Arkansas Times blog was one of the first, if not the first, influential web presences in the state, and it's still one of the most read. Visitors to the blog Thursday morning saw and heard a video announcing a digital paywall platform for the blog content.
The publishing landscape is changing, and so if we're going to keep doing the kind of reporting that we've become known for, if this voice, a somewhat progressive voice, is going to continue in a fairly conservative state, we're going to have our readers step up and help us.
With me on the phone is Alan Leverett. He's the publisher of the Arkansas Times, and welcome to Ozarks at Large.
I'm glad to be here.
The decision to have a paywall function, because it's not a simple paywall. There are levels.
It's metered.
Yes, it's metered. How long had this been in discussion?
Well, we've been working on this for about 4 months, and recently Max Bradley, who is the originator of the Arkansas blog on the Arkansas Times website, he was also editor of the Times, and we had paid his salary out of the print edition of the Arkansas Times. Well, Max now is, quote, retired, unquote, and now he devotes 60 hours a week strictly to the website and the blog. And, you know, the Arkansas Times is an independent, indigenous voice here in Arkansas. We generally take progressive stands, a bit left of center, and it's an important voice. I mean, you know, I believe in a free market of ideas. I think you need a lot of different ideas out there on the street for people, for the public to be able to cipher through and see which way they believe. And frankly, for us to continue doing journalism at the level that we're doing it, we've got to have reader participation. We've got to have reader support. We can't do it just with advertising, because web advertising, while we sell a lot of web advertisement, it just doesn't bring in the money the print does. And now Max, our blog editor, is full-time on the blog, and the only way that we can continue having him at the level that we have is if we have the readers step up and bear part of the burden. But it's worth it, I think.
You mentioned Max is doing 60 hours a week. The other staff members who write for the weekly are also spending time on
Absolutely.
The web.
Absolutely. And we've just seen, you know, we've seen the page views grow to over 1.5 million a month. We average between 210 to 250,000 unique visitors every month. The blog is what drives the traffic at the Arkansas Times website, because it's breaking news. Max used to be one of the editors at the old Arkansas Gazette, and so he covered politics for years, and so he knows where everybody is buried out of the state legislature. And you don't have someone with that kind of institutional memory very often. And he knows, and he'll sit there at his desk. I'll walk in the morning, he looks like some bond daddy sitting up there, you know, the phone's just ringing away, and he's got a phone in one ear, he's got a cell phone in the other. And it's, you know, he has all of these contacts, and so it makes for very, very rich journalism. And, I mean, he's been at this for 40-some-odd years. And so we think it's quality journalism. It's a unique voice. He does 20 posts a day on everything from politics to business to breaking news to linking to commentary in national and international publications about their writing about Arkansas. And so to have this kind of resource is really, really valuable to the state. But, you know, we can't do it by ourselves, and we need, we're asking for our readers, if you value this sort of journalism, this sort of independent journalism in an age of corporate chain journalism, if you value this independent journalism, then we're asking for your help.
Wow, you could have just done a public radio plea right there.
Well, see, you know, that's interesting. You said paywall. We don't even use the word paywall. We use the phrase a digital membership in the Arkansas Times, and it's on the NPR model. Mm. You know, it's journalism worth paying for. And so, I want to stress this, this is a metered paywall, as you say. So you can come like 10 times a month, or if someone's, you know, if you're doing a search on Google for a certain thing, I mean, it'll pop up. But if you're the type of person that, you know, goes there several times a day to check in to see what else is happening, then you know, that's the person that we hope will step up and pay $10 a month and $9.99 a month to have access to that and also to support that, just as you do your NPR station.
I'm wondering when you realized that suddenly, or not suddenly, but at some point you were doing two different things. You were a daily journalism outlet.
Oh, we knew that. We knew that very early on. And, you know, of course, Max comes from a daily newspaper background, and so do I. So, you know, when we were doing a weekly, well, fair enough, and it was always so frustrating because Max would have to hold stories until, you know, the next publishing cycle, you know, the next week. And now we don't hold those stories. When we got them, they go onto the website. The rest of the content of the website is still free.
So what's in the weekly paper?
What's in the weekly paper, which is free, continues to be free online. But what we're doing every day here in terms of updating and this constant breaking news that we're doing on a daily basis and often on an hourly basis, that's what we need the support on. That's what we need the help on.
You are the first weekly to do this with the blog?
Yeah, we're the first alternative weekly in the country to do this. But you got to realize boy, we have some great, great alternative weeklies around the country. In Tulsa, we've got them in Dallas and in Atlanta. Little Rock is actually one of the smallest, or Arkansas is one of the smallest markets in the country that has an alternative weekly. But most alternative weeklies don't have something like the Arkansas blog.
Right.
And that's you got to have that. If I was doing a normal alt weekly, I would never ask people, because most of what they do, they just put what's on their newspaper. They put that on the line. So that's not of any real extra value.
Well,
this is different.
Do you think that in 15 or 20 years' time, people will look back and say, wow, Arkansas was kind of ahead of the curve on how to do this? Because Walter Hussman with the Democrat Gazette?
Yeah, no, Walter's done a great job with it. And Walter's kind of been the inspiration for the whole industry and has done a great job. However, you know, there's a difference. The Democrat is doing a paywall to protect their print subscriptions. In other words, they don't want people canceling their subscription and going online. We're not trying to protect anything. I mean, the newspaper is out there, the weekly, the Arkansas Times weekly newspaper is out there. And frankly, I mean, we do 25,000 copies a week. I could do 40,000 copies a week if I could afford to print that many papers and charge my advertisers that much extra money. But what we're trying to do is raise money, because we cannot do this kind of journalism in this economic environment, in this political environment, without the support of the readers. The readers, if they want this voice, and it's a unique voice here in Arkansas, if you want that voice to continue, then you need to support it.
Alan Leverett is the publisher of the Arkansas Times. Alan, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you for having me.